Now, the biggest war in Europe since 1945. That, according to Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, is what Moscow is planning. He's also said that the signs are that, in some senses, the plan has, quote, already begun. Incidents have been occurring on the ground, mainly in eastern Ukraine, where pro-Russian separatists are in control. I'm joined now by Jack Losh, freelance journalist and photographer, who is in the frontline town of Avdiivka in eastern Ukraine. Josh, can you tell us, where is Avdiivka? Where exactly are you, and how close to any potential frontline?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks very much for having me on. So, yeah, Avdiivka is an industrial town that's taken plenty of artillery strikes over the years since war first erupted in 2014. It's just north of the Russian rebel-occupied city of Donetsk, but Avdiivka is held by the Ukrainian government. Just to picture it, you've got a large coke smelting plant plant on the outskirts that belches out black smoke by day. You have major military positions around the town, an industrial district that has been ravaged by fierce fighting over the years. I've been in there myself and spent a few nights in bunkers under heavy artillery. And in the residential districts where the town's thousands of civilians live is row after row of drab, grey, Soviet-era apartments. But what this industrial town lacks in picturesque beauty, it more than makes up for in no-nonsense hospitality with very warm people who I've been spending the last 24 hours with, engaging how they feel about this imminent
invasion. What are they saying?
Well, for example, last night I spent the evening with the Holovatenko family in the town's residential outskirts. There were artillery booms through the night just a mile or two away, but this is a family who have lived through years and years of war, and they were practically oblivious to the dangers and getting on with enjoying a Saturday night in, cooking a carbonara, discussing politics, just being a normal family. At one point picked up the guitar, sang old songs together while the uncle played the guitar. I was chatting to Vitaly, the father. He's a former policeman. Really, he kind of spoke for many in that he expressed a whole range of concerns and emotions. He said, look, we've got used to this situation. We've been living through it for years. Now people almost don't care about it anymore. But at the same time, he did also express concerns about how dangerous it could be if this alleged invasion goes ahead. He spoke of his fears of warplanes bombing his town, of heavy artillery. And he said, I guess we are afraid, but ultimately, how can we leave our homeland? How can we leave our friends, our businesses here? This is home. So the people here are certainly alert to all the warnings, but they're stuck in a very difficult position and won't leave unless absolutely pushed to it.
And the Ukrainian Defense Ministry, Josh, said yesterday it recorded numerous violations by Russian forces and that two soldiers were killed. Are these types of violations continuing?
Today has been relatively calm in the town, that I'd say. But that's not to say that fighting hasn't continued elsewhere along the front line. As I was trying to get off to sleep last night, there was quite a few booms, as I say, just about a mile away. To be honest, the positions are so close here that between both warring parties, that it's quite difficult to tell which is the outgoing, which is the ingoing. But what I can say is, on the Russia side, we've seen so much footage of heavy armor moving into position, of tanks, artillery systems rolling forward. This town of Avdiivka presumably could very much be in the firing line. And there is, even though I'm sure the positions on the outskirts of town are well manned by the Ukrainian army, there is no sense at all that the Ukrainian military is gearing up for some kind of offensive on the occupied territories in Donetsk and Luhansk, as Russia is indicating. People are calm. The sun is shining. There is the occasional bang in the distance, but it's just extraordinary seeing people going on about their lives in defiance of the very real risks that are now hovering over this town.
Okay, Jack Losh, freelance journalist and photographer. Thank you very much for painting a picture of us there from Avdiivka, which is near the city of Donetsk.